I now pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, what beautiful words stated at every marriage ceremony ordained by God. Let's talk about Christ's teaching on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Today, from the International Gospel Hour, stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and greetings and hello, everyone. Great having you with us this week for this, our weekly broadcast from the International Gospel Hour, on air or online since 1934. We are blessed to come together today to seek the Word of God and to understand its will for our lives. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So friends, may we seek God today through our study of His Word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Our scripture text today, beloved audience, is from Matthew 19, beginning with verse 3, and we will read through verse 12, where the Pharisees also came unto him, that being Christ, tempting him and saying unto him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And he answered and said unto them, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain, or both, shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain or two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." They say unto him, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away?" He said unto them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery." His disciples say unto him, "If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is good not to marry." But he said unto them, "All men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it." May the Lord bless us with the reading and the hearing and the application of His Word. And friends, today, from this reading, we are going to consider the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You know, I've never heard of, or I have performed a wedding, where divorce was in the plan of the couple. When I will visit with couples in counseling session, I've never seen a couple say, "We want to try this for 3 to 5 years, and then we're thinking about divorcing." Nobody marries, friends, with the intent of divorcing. That's just simply not in the nature of good, happy people who have decided to spend their lives together as a married couple, one man, one woman for life. In every wedding I've performed or have attended, and in every counseling session ever done, we know God's design in marriage is for marriage to be permanent, one man, one woman for life. And actually, Jesus had already addressed this matter in Galilee in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 31 through 32, and along the coast of Judea. He now addresses it again. So friends, we want to go back and look at what Jesus taught concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Before we do that, here is our J. Webb with a free publication just for you from us here at International Gospel Hour.
Courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org, we at International Gospel Hour have a limited supply of Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource for any age, but especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. You can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. We will send you a copy while supplies last, so get yours quickly.
Friends, let's begin with this study from Matthew 19, verses 3 through 12 of Jesus' teaching of marriage, divorce, and remarriage with number 1, let's look at the tempting question. From verse 3, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Now, this was the question asked of the Pharisees to Jesus Christ. Now, friends, their aim was to tempt Christ, not to resolve an issue, not to address what was best. They wanted to tempt and not be taught. When you take a look at that phrase, every cause, that means to be satisfactory to the husband. There was constant dispute over Deuteronomy 24, verse 1, by different schools of Jewish thought. For example, the verse says, from Deuteronomy 24, 1, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that also, or rather that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. Now, it's interesting to see the different schools of Jewish thought through those years, or through the years. One leader, Shammai, stated it could be unchastity alone. Another leader, Hillel, presented it could be any passing whim, such as spoiling a dish. Akabai, a rabbi, contended the husband could divorce his wife if he found a better-looking woman. So the phrase, the uncleanness, again, was broad to many. But its meaning is a unique sense of the word in Hebrew that is defined nakedness or shame, to lay bare, to uncover or expose nakedness. Now, although they tempted, Christ was going to teach. You know, can a man put away his wife for every cause? They weren't desiring to learn, friends. They were tempting Christ to back him into a corner. So all Jesus did was, although they tempted, again, he would teach. So from the tempting question, Jesus, in verses 4 through 6, gives them the timeless response. Because Jesus just simply moved it from the thoughts of man back to the words of God with the phrase, "Have you not read?" Friends, let me stop here and point this out. Whether it's the discussion of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, whether it is proper worship unto God within the church, whether it is the plan of salvation for man, we simply need to move away from the thoughts of man and move back to the words of God. Have you not read? God's word is inspired of God, God-breathed. It is sufficient for all that we need. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17, as well as 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. So, let's simply do what Jesus said. Have you not read? From in Genesis 1 verse 27, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. All began with God. Genesis 2 verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The word cleave is properly defined as glued together. That's strong, friends. That's powerful. In Genesis 5 and verse 2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Now, friends, have you ever considered Adam and Eve divorcing? You know, Adam would have put away a part of himself, for was she not taken from his rib and created? You could not even think for a moment of Adam and Eve divorcing. Then Jesus said, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Joined together, a phrase that expresses to be true always. And of course, let not man. No doubt the universal thought of the day of those, Shammai, Hillel, that we mentioned. Let not man put asunder. Let's go back and let's see what God says. So the answer to the tempting question, it is a timeless response. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder, Matthew 19 and verse 6. And when we go back to what we read in Genesis 1:27, Genesis 2:24, and Genesis 5 verse 2, from the beginning it was not so. And so when Jesus teaches concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage, then here is the timeless response. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Let's pause here for about 30 seconds, defer to our J-Web with a few words about International Gospel Hour, and we'll be back to continue our study.
Did you know since 1934 the IGH has been heard over the radio? We are one of the longest-running weekly religious programs in the history of American radio. We are blessed to remain on the air through gracious giving of congregations of Churches of Christ, faithful Christians, and devoted friends. That's why you will never hear us asking for money from you, our listeners. Our study material is free, always has been, always will be. Thank you for listening.
And now, friends, the thorough address from the tempting question, the timeless response. Now let's go a little more thorough from verses 7 and 8. Here we find the tempting Pharisees bringing up Moses and Deuteronomy 24 verse 1. Jesus had already addressed the human teaching. Now they're going to bring up Moses. Now man called it Moses' command. But Jesus, the authority, said Moses suffered them or permitted it. Now, of interest is Mark's account of this, and the conversation seems to be flipped as Jesus answers, "What did Moses command you?" And they correctly state that Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorcement and to dismiss her, Mark 10, 3 and 4. Now, friends, there's no contradiction here. It appears here is a harmony of the Gospels within. For they said unto him, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?" And he answered and said unto them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away." And he said unto them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." It is like, what did Moses command you? What did it say? Sometimes people will make a statement, friends, and if we in turn ask a question, it may prompt them to think further of their statement. The reason Moses allowed or suffered this was because of the hardness of their heart. You know, I think about the late Brother Marshall Keeble, a very distinct gospel preacher who had simple terminology within his preaching. And I think about the late Brother Marshall Keeble, who said to a lady that had made up her mind to divorce her husband, these were the words of Brother Keeble, "You might as well go on. You ain't gonna live right no how." Or in other words, you may as well go ahead and do it because you're not gonna do the right thing anyway. You might as well go on. And sometimes, friends, there are people that will ask a question here and a question there, but they're going to keep asking till they find that one person or one group that will give them their answer. Not God's answer, but an answer they can grasp and hold on to. That's dangerous treading, my friend. Again, we want to go back to the Word of God. What does the Bible say? And Jesus simply took it back. And the answer to the thorough address of this discussion remained the same. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And from the beginning it was not so. Going back to Genesis 1:27, Genesis 2:24, Genesis 5 and verse 2. In Malachi 2 and verse 16, Malachi the prophet of God, the Lord through him said, "For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously." So the thorough address brings it to where Jesus has addressed Moses' statement. He has addressed man's feelings about it. He's taken it back to the beginning, to the one who created marriage, and that is God. Then he continues on the teaching of Christ. From the tempting question to the timeless response to the thorough address, let's now see the teaching of Christ. Verse 9, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And he that marrieth her when she is put away committeth adultery." Now, friends, the word fornication here is a Greek word, porneia, or the sexual intimate relationship reserved for marriage. It's a perfect parallel with Hebrews 13 and verse 4, "To let marriage be had in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge." There is no contradiction by the Apostle Paul in the teaching of Christ. For in Romans 7, beginning with verse 1, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man." Now, when the disciples replied in this context, Jesus acknowledged this comment of "it is good not to marry," using the situation of a eunuch, one that could not reproduce sexually. Some eunuchs are due to their birth. They were born that way. Some of man, a punishment. But he also mentions those who are eunuchs, watch now, verse 12, "for the kingdom of heaven's sake." Yes, it would be well for some not to marry if they cannot fulfill the marriage. And also the phrase, "for the kingdom's sake." There are those that could not remarry. If so, they would sin. The late Albert Barnes, a very conservative commentator from years gone by, I find that his writing concerning this mirrors perfectly what Jesus was striving to teach. He said, "Our Savior brought marriage back to its original intention and declared that whosoever put away his wife henceforward except for one offense should be guilty of adultery. This is now the law of God. This was the original institution. This is the only law that is productive of peace and good morals and that secures the respect due to a wife and the good of children. Nor has any man or set of men, any legislature or any court, civil or ecclesiastical, a right to interfere and declare that divorces may be granted for any other cause. They, therefore, whoever they may be, who are divorced for any cause except the single one of adultery, if they marry again, are, according to the Scriptures, living in adultery. No earthly laws can trample down the laws of God or make that right which he has solemnly pronounced wrong. Now, friends, the scriptures are very clear. And if the situation of a marriage is not right, we must know this. The outlook for adulterers is grim. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Now imagine for a moment a drunkard, as mentioned here in the text. Could he remain a drunkard and be faithful? Imagine one that would obey the gospel, become a Christian, but I'm still going to be a drunkard. Could he remain a drunkard and be faithful? Well, friends, he could not. And neither could an adulterer or anyone else listed here from 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, or for that matter, Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Let's be aware of some things, friends. There will be no occasion for divorces if we forbear one another and forgive one another in love, as those that are and hope to be forgiven and have found God not forward to put us away. You see, God forgives us. He does not put us away. If within the marriage vows, if husbands and wives would forbear and forgive, there would be no occasion for divorces. There will be no occasion for divorces if husbands love their wives and wives be obedient to their husbands and they live together as heirs of the grace of life, and these are the laws of Christ and such as we find not in all the law of Moses. Friends, may we submit to you to never allow anyone to come into your marriage relationship. I realize there are married couples that allow their children, if you will, to run their schedules. And sometimes we find where children interfere, and please understand me, the marriage relationship. The husband and wife must remain strong in their relationship so they can be the mother and father and to be strong in their relationship to the children. I remember a story once by a brother in Christ who used to lead singing for me and mentioned about how their son was going to get a little bit aggressive toward his mother. And the son told me, I learned very quickly, she's more than my mother, that's his wife. And he said, I learned that very quickly. And to my knowledge this day, that young man's a pretty good husband to his wife. So never allow anyone to come into or in between your marriage relationship. That's why Jesus said to leave father and mother and cleave unto the wife. So many times parents think they're doing their children well by trying to help them out a little bit. Help them to the point to when they leave, they are able to do and to live as husband and wife with no interference or no honestly good thought of, well, we'll try to help. The best way to help is to be there for support, but allow them to live their lives. May we submit here, there'll be no occasion for divorce. Don't yield to the flattering words or attention of another person. That woman at work, gentlemen, keep your ground, keep your distance. That man at work, ladies, draw your line, keep your distance. Never yield to the flattering words or attention of another person. Friends, we realize that this study is a challenge for many. The home today, marriage, divorce, and remarriage is quite rampant. We're simply going to go back to the Word of God, see God's guidance therein, and press onward as we teach and instruct what the Bible has to say. Maybe you would like further time to study the Word of God. Maybe what will help your marriage or maybe what will help your circumstance concerning marriage. Let's go back to the Bible. What does the Bible say? That's what Jesus did. That's what we must do. Here is our J-Web with information how you can receive our Bible course by mail absolutely free.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, we hope the Bible study course by mail will be of help to you. And again, as a reminder, everything that we offer from International Gospel Hour is absolutely free. We want to help you in your study of the Word of God. The International Gospel Hour comes to you under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. And we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.